这一节课啊，要跟大家来学习固守真道的奥秘。
This session will study how to hold and keep hold of the mystery of the faith.
第一个重点哈，十大信条从哪里来
？First question: Where does the 10 basic beliefs of our church come from？
第二个重点。
Second point:
为什么固守真道的奥秘这么重要
？Why is it so important to keep hold of our faith？
第三个，我们现在的挑战是什么
？Third point.What is the greatest challenge facing our church today?
我没有这一方面没有准备讲义，我就根据圣经跟大家来分享。
I don't have any materials printed for you, but I will present materials according to the scripture.
好，我们先来想哈，主耶稣在传道理的时候，他拿着什么圣经
？Let's consider this question. What type of scripture or Bible did Jesus use when he was preaching?
旧约吧，哈。那个时候没有新约。
At that time, Lord Jesus only had the Old Testament scripture.
但是旧约圣经，主耶稣用因为旧约哈，他没有圣灵啊，所以叫做封住的，他只解字面的。主耶稣用灵里面的观点来解释旧约。
Now the Old Testament was a book of prophecy, is a sealed book, but Lord Jesus used the Holy Spirit to unseal and to interpret.The Old Testament scriptures.
那对神开他的心的人来讲说，这个真的是天国的道理。
And for those listeners who really were open to understand the Word of God, they really enjoyed that this is truly the gospel of the kingdom.
但是对文士、法利赛人这个旧约摩西律和倒背的、遵守字面上意的人来讲，这个是什么？这个异端呐。
But for the Pharisees and scribes who really kept the letter of the law, which was the surface, the superficial layer of the law, they were unable to understand Lord Jesus. Instead, they said Lord Jesus was a heretic.
所以好几次他们拿石头要打主耶稣。
And so many times they wanted to take the stones and to stone Jesus.
主耶稣有没有讲错
？Did Lord Jesus say anything that was wrong?
没有讲错。
No.
他只是从属灵上来看旧约。
But he merely interpreted in from the viewpoint of the spirit.
但是法利赛人听不懂。
But the Pharisees were unable to understand the word of God.
主耶稣升天以后，这个工作就交给门徒。
Now, after Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, this work was commissioned to the apostles.
那称作使徒的大概有十三四个人以上。
Those who were called out of the disciples, they were called apostles, were maybe 13 or 14 in number.
前面那个十二个使徒没有一个是文士法利赛的。
None of the 12 disciples were they themselves Pharisees or scribes.
有四个是捕鱼的。
There were four that were fishermen.
那后来拣选一个法利赛人是谁？
Now,
保罗。
The only apostle that was selected that was a Pharisee also was who? Paul.
那这些渔夫他有他们应该做的工作。
We know as fishermen, they had their own work to attend to.
但是保罗接受很好的教育，旧约圣经很懂，他有他神要叫他做的工作，因为他有更好的工具。
Now Paul also had his role to play, even though he was a Pharisee who understood the law very well. He became a very good vessel that God could use as well.
所以新约圣经他写的是13卷。
And therefore he was able to write 13 scrolls in the New Testament.
如果希伯来书他写，他就写14卷。
And if he was the author of Hebrews also, that would have been 14 books.
那我们现在就在想哦，保罗在传福音，他手里拿什么圣经
？Let's consider when Paul was preaching the gospel, what type of scripture did he hold in his hand?
保罗在传福音，他手里拿什么圣经
？What do you think he used as his materials?The basis of his preaching.
还是旧约圣经嘛。
It was also still the Old Testament Bible.
那神的灵启示他，他从旧约圣经可以看到属灵神真的要教导人的。
And the Holy Spirit was able to help him to be able to unravel the mysteries of the Old Testament so he could interpret it and be able to preach the gospel according to the way of God.
所以他从小见证书一句话，一人要因信得生，就写一个罗马书。
And he was able to just take one phrase from the Old Testament Bible man shall be justified by faith to be able to write the book of Romans.
好，那我们现在看加拉太书第一章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 1.
好，加拉太书第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6 to verse 9. I marvel that you're turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we were an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. Verse 9. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed.
So from verse 6 to verse 9,
it speaks of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there's another gospel here, is the perverted gospel. The gospel of Christ is the one that has been proclaimed by Apostle Paul.
然后，保罗传到加拉太以后，另外一群人就进来传另外一个福音。
Now after Paul preached the gospel with Galatia, and then he left, there's another group of people that came in with a different gospel.
好，那显然对福音就有两种讲法。
And so you can see that there are two different gospels that's been presented before the church there.
那如果在学术界里面。
Now, in the academic world,
这个叫做宗教对话。
This is called 宗教对话。
Religious dialogue.
Religious dialogue.
你讲你的，我讲我的，我们互相尊重。我讲的让你了解，你讲的让我了解，宗教对话。
So in this religious dialogue, everyone are entitled to their opinions. They can present their own viewpoints or interpretations of scripture.
所以现在社会上学术界很注重宗教对话。
And so in the academic world today, in the world of religion, everyone emphasizes on diversity opinions or being able to have religious dialogues.
那这个宗教对话立足点是一样的。
立足点。
Standing point, 我们都是一样的。
They may have a common ground on which they, a common faith in which they use to present their interpretation.
回教、道教、佛教，我们都是在拜神啊，那我们都是一样的。我们现在来对话。
So in the common ground, Buddhism, Taoism, Muslimism, Islam, or Christianity, they all believe in a God, a supreme being.
好，那在基督教界里面，宗教对话中，每个教派都一样。
And now within the Christian community, everyone is the same. Doesn't matter what denomination you belong to.
我们拜同一个神，用同一本圣经，相信同一本耶稣，所以我们大家来对话。
We worship the same God. We use the same Bible, and we believe in the same Jesus Christ.
但是在圣经里面找不到宗教对话。
But actually, from the Bible, there is nothing that is called religious dialogue.
所以这一些人他对福音的解释。跟保罗传基督的福音不同，我们看保罗怎么回应。
And when these people were preaching a gospel that was different from what had Paul had imparted to them, how did Paul respond?
第八节。
Verse 8.
无论天上来的使者若传福音与你们与我们所传的给你们不同，他就要被咒诅。这个是相当厉害的。
So it was very severe comment by Apostle Paul to say, even if we were an angel from heaven.To preach any gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed.
因为这个福音是引导人得救的。
Because this gospel is a true way to lead people to salvation.
福音如果传错，
if the gospel is preached in error,
诸位有没有去这个经验呢？找不到，现在不会了。那 smartphone 这么问，以前找不到路就是问人了。
In the past, before GPS, we didn't know where to get somewhere. We would ask for directions from others.
那有的他就很老实跟你讲不知道。
And some people will be very honest and tell you they don't know the directions.
那有的他也不好意思讲不知道，随便，然后就前面 左转两右转。
And then those who really don't know the way, but they're too embarrassed to tell you, admit that they don't know the way, they'll just make up some directions and tell you to go ahead.
你开了半个钟头他知道，他随便讲了。
But after you've driven for half an hour, you realize that this person didn't know what they were talking about.
所以保罗就对这个跟他的传的福音不同，他讲的很厉害，这个要受咒诅。
And so when Paul spoke of these people who preached a different gospel than he preached, he called them accursed.
那这个表示他对他传的福音这个权柄 权威性相当有把握。
And therefore, Paul was very convicted of his authority and the gospel he preached.
在这个绝对之下，其他都是不对。
Under the absolute correctness of this gospel, everything else is false.
所以在学术界里面没有绝对的。
And so in under academic institutions, there's no such thing as absolute correctness.
大明大放，你想什么你就讲。
Everything's relative. You can do whatever you like. You have your own. You're entitled to your own opinions.
啊，但是在教会里面。
But in the church.
啊，神的话就是绝对的。
The word of God is absolute.
所以我们在教会里面不能大明大放随便讲。
And therefore, in its church, we cannot post whatever we like to our opinions or anything that we personally think.
一定要想三件事情。
We must think of these three things before we were to do anything.
第一个。
Number one.
我这样讲对我有什么好处？
If I speak in this way, how would it edify myself?
第二个,
Secondly,
我这样讲造就了谁?
When I speak in this way, what kind of benefit would it bring to others?
第三个,
And thirdly,
我这样讲神会高兴吗?
If I speak in this way, would it please the Lord?
那如果这个三个都是肯定的, 就可以讲。
If these three questions is an affirmative yes, then we are free to speak.
但是如果第三个肯定,
But if only the third one is affirmed,
其他两个都是肯定的。
The other two,
就是如果神会高兴的，一定对人有造就，对我们自己也有益处。
If the third question is an answer is yes, then we can be pretty sure that the first two questions are also yes.
啊，所以保罗在第十节他就说，我要得人心呢，还是要得神的心呢
？So therefore, verse 10, Paul says, "Do I persuade men or God?"
啊。如果他要得到人的心
If Paul wants to obtain the heart of Christ
很简单啊政治人物都是讲人喜欢听的
Excuse me, the heart of people Then he will be like a politician Speaking whatever they like to hear
所以我们在发表我们的理论有一个心里最潜在的动机你为什么要这样讲
And so today, if we are to post our opinions or something Then what is our motive?What is our purpose in doing this?
是我自己要建立我的权威吗?
Are we trying to build some sort of authority or some sort of following?
或者我自己要建立我自己的影响力呢?
Am I trying to build some sort of influential power among people?
或者我自己要建立我自己的派别呢?
Or am I trying to show my distinctiveness or uniqueness?
所以如果他要讨人喜欢他就照他们去了
If a person is trying to please others They will do anything to accommodate or follow others
但是如果讨神喜欢又人讨人喜欢当然这两个都好、啊、
If a person is able to please both God and men Of course that is the best of both all worlds
但是如果两个只能选一个
But if there is only one that you can make a choice out of the two
当然神最大
Then of course God is the greatest
好那现在保罗为什么对他传的福音这种权柄性啊，这么有把握。
Now, how does Paul have such conviction on the gospel that he's preaching to others?
哦，在前面在下面他有讲啊，他是从启示啊来领受这个道理。
And it says in the following that he was inspired by Lord Jesus Christ himself.
啊，在第几节？我没带眼镜啊，啊，十二节哈。
In verse 12.For I neither received it from men, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这里说我不是从人领受的。
He said, I did not receive it from man.
所以保罗他说我神权召我以后，我没有到耶路撒冷见那些使徒。
And so Paul explained that after God had called him to the ministry, he did not go to Jerusalem to obtain any teachings from anyone.
乃是从基督耶稣启示我来的。
But he received it directly from revelation of Jesus Christ.
这个名字非常重要，启示。
This word term, revelation, is very important.
我们在学校里面做学问。
When we are studying some sort of knowledge in this college.
只要你头脑很聪明。
As long as you're very smart,
你很下功夫,
and you work diligently,
或者头脑不够聪明, 你下加倍的功夫,
or maybe if you're not so bright, but you double your efforts,
大概每一科都可以通了,
then you should be able to pass all courses in flying colors, too.
这是世界的学问,
and that is the worldly knowledge.
但是当我们提到认识神,
but today when we talk about knowing God,
就跑出一个启示来。
Then there is this word called revelation.
启示是什么?
What is revelation?
启示是从上面来的。
Revelation comes from above.
如果上面要让我们知道，开你的心，你就看到了。
If the power above wants us to to be able to understand. Once he opens our mind, we can understand completely.
如果上面不开我们的心, 你下再大的功夫, 我原文读了几十遍, 没有用就是没有用。
But if the higher power refuses to open our mind, then no matter how many times we read it, it will be sealed to us.
如果我们现在到神学院的一般神学院去图书馆看,
if we go to religious libraries today of theological seminaries,
差不多每一个作者都有PhD, 你如果没有PhD, 你的书放不进去的。
Every author there has a PhD in religion. Otherwise, their book will never be published or put on a shelf.
那我们看我们 新约时代的这一些著作,
now look at the authors of the New Testament.
这个完全是神的启示。
They have all received a direct revelation from God.
那神启示谁呢?
And who did Lord Jesus Christ reveal to?
如果我们看, 没有时间了就直接讲过去, 马太福音说, 像婴孩就显露, 像聪明通达就隐藏。
So Matthew says, to the babes it has been revealed, to the learned it has been sealed.
如果我觉得我很懂得原文,我要建立我的威望,建立我的权威。
If I think I'm so smart, I know the original languages of Hebrew or Greek, that I want to be able to emphasize my academic knowledge.
从心里面动机最深处的错误会引导很多对真理的错误。
And if from a wrong motivation we have these interpretations, then it will cause a lot of hurt and problems.
但是如果我们心里的最深处，我们在神面前说：“神啊，我真的没有办法靠我自己这个犯罪人的这一种理性来了解你。”
But for, if we were to come from a heart of humility and to really ask God, God, I really have no ability to understand your word unless you reveal it to me, to let me understand.
那神就赐给我们属灵的悟性，属灵的领悟力。
Then God will grant us a spiritual mind that can understand his word more deeply.
那我们就可以认识神。
And then we can come to know God even deeper.
所以当我们提到教会的真理,
and so when we talk about the truth of the church,
外面有几个学问,原文会通几遍,没有什么用的。
It doesn't matter how many PhDs you have in theology or how many languages of the original Greek or Hebrew that you understand. It doesn't matter.
这是一个工具,能够让我们文章写得很好,写得很有条理。
These are simply tools to help us write better.
这是好的。
This is good.
但是文章里面的内容是要神启示我们才能了解的。
But the content itself must be received through a revelation of God.
所以保罗这个得救的要道是启示来的。
And so that is why the gospel, the truth that has been given by Paul, preached by Paul, was given through revelation Jesus Christ and not through himself.
那如果这个道理不纯, 到底对会有什么影响?
If the gospel that is preached is not pure, then what type of impact will this bring onto others?
我们现在来找一节圣经节,
let's look at a verse.
英文叫做 Godly Jealousy, 找找看, 神那样的嫉妒在哪里?
Godly Jealousy verse. Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 2 to 4. For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Verse 3. But I fear lest somehow as the serpent deceive Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Verse 4. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it.
好,我们在洗礼的时候好像许配一个丈夫。
When we consent to be baptized, it is as if we have consented to being married to the Lord.
然后基督再来是婚姻的开始。
And when the Lord Jesus comes again, it is the beginning of our wedding feast.
那对这个还没有结婚的童女最重要的是贞洁。
And for the virgins, the most important thing is to keep their purity.
好, 好，那对一个要许配基督的信徒来讲，最重要的是什么？
And for a believer who has been betrothed to Lord Jesus Christ, what is the most important thing that we must do?
是信仰的纯正。
We must maintain the purity of the gospel.
这个叫做童女的贞洁。
And this is called the purity of a virgin.
所以如果信仰不纯，神会嫉妒的。
And so if the gospel we believe in has been contaminated, then the Lord God will become jealous.
好，那什么叫做信仰不纯？
And what does it mean to have a contaminated or tainted gospel?
第四节说，
Verse 4,
传另外一个耶稣。
It is to preach another Jesus.
受另外一个灵。
And to receive another spirit.
或得另外一个福音。
Or to receive a different gospel.
这个跟保罗传给他们不同的。
And something that's different than what Paul had preached to them.
然后他们去接受了。
And yet they accepted it.
改变他从保罗所领受的。
And has changed what they originally received from Paul.
这个叫做信仰不纯。
And this is called an impurity of the gospel.
好像一个童女没有贞洁。
It's like a virgin that has been tainted.
所以这不只关乎得救问题，这包括个人跟神的关系的问题。
And so this not only causes the question whether or not we'll be saved, but it also puts our own personal salvation at risk.
好，那保罗领受了这个福音，那保罗这一代工人要传给下一代。
Now, after Paul has received revelation from Lord Jesus Christ, now he has to give it to the next generation.
好，那我们就从保罗写给提摩太的一些信，我们来思想一些事。
Let's consider from the viewpoint of when Paul was passing it to Timothy.
好，我们来看提摩太前书第一章。
First Timothy chapter 1.
好，提摩太前书的第一章。
First Timothy chapter 1.
第一章的第三节。
Verse 3. As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine.
好，第四节。
Verse 4. Nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies which cause disputes rather than godly edification which is in faith.
保罗要训练提摩太成为一个下一代的接棒人。
Paul wanted to train Timothy as the one to pass on the baton for the next generation.
所以他就写信告诉提摩太在教会里面应该怎么做。
And so he taught Timothy what he needs to do in church.
你看到他第一件事情讲什么？
What is the first thing that he emphasized to Timothy?
说你要吩咐那几个人不可传异教。
Says that you must charge them that they teach no other doctrine.
英文叫 no other doctrine， 再翻回来就是说不可以传其他的教义，其他就是说跟保罗传给他的不同了。
It must be not different than the doctrine that he has received from Paul.
那这个传不同的教义会产生什么事情？
So what would happen if we were to preach a different doctrine?
我们看第四节。
Verse 4。
下面。
In the bottom,
这等事只生辩论。
This will only cause disputes.
所以真的是这样哦。
And this is true.
我们教会有十大信条，五大教义。
We have 10 basic beliefs and 5 doctrines.
那如果我们大家都能够来接受。
If all of us receive these beliefs in whole,
我们就发现我们好像一个大家庭。
Then we are one unified family.
但是如果我们传不同的教义。
But if we have disagreement with people preaching different gospel,
你单单在聚会还没有聚完会，马上信徒的心就分作两半。
After service, we would have different hearts and we would have division in the church.
我赞成，我不赞成，就分成两半了。
Some people, there will be a schism in the church, people who agree and people who don't agree.
不赞成就是这个是得救的教义，我一定要维护。
Some people say this is the right gospel, I will surely protect it.
那这纷争就起来了。
And defend the truth, and so this will cause arguments.
所以这个传不同的教义引起教会无形的分裂跟纷争，这是非常快而且非常有效。
So preaching something other than what we have received will cause a lot of divisions and strife, and this is very effective in causing such strife.
那下面说不发明神在信上所立的章程。
And here it says not to invent something new from
godly edification in faith.
And godly edification faith.
就是对人的信仰是敬虔上是没有造就的。
So it doesn't have any kind of edification for a person's faith.
所以我们这就知道为什么保罗很在意提摩太就不可以传异教。
And that is why Paul emphasized to Timothy that you must not preach anything else.
好，那我们再看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5. Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith.
啊, 命令的总归就是爱。
So the purpose of the commandment is love.
啊, 也就是说, 保罗告诉提摩太这些话, 主要是爱。
And the reason Paul told Timothy all these things is from a heart of love.
啊, 那这个爱从三个成分出来的。
And this type of love comes from three elements.
啊, 第一个是从清洁的心。
Firstly, it comes from a very pure heart.
动机很纯。
That his intention motive is pure.
保罗告诉提摩太，动机很纯，就是要预备装备你，做一个合适的工人，把福音接下去，就这样而已。
When Paul instructs Timothy to have a pure heart, it is so that you are equipped to be able to receive this gospel in purity.
啊, 但是第六节说，有人偏离这些，去讲虚浮的话。
But some people in verse 6 have strayed from this and turned aside to idle talk.
所以 一个人如果那个最内心的动机不纯,
and therefore, if a person in the deepest recesses of his heart has a totally different motive,
哦, 那你这个命令就会出问题了,
then the keeping of this commandment of love will have problems.
哦, 他要传的话就会有问题,
because the word that they preach will not be from the pure motive.
哦, 第二个,
secondly,
哦, 无愧的良心,
from a good conscience.
哦, 第一次, 人的良心有亏欠，在什么时候？
When was the first time the conscience rebuked a person?
亚当不敢见效啊。
In first Genesis,
啊，不是，亚当不敢见神。
When Adam was afraid to meet God,
那他为什么要躲起来？
And why did Adam hide himself?
因为神讲的话，他没有照着做。
Because Adam disobeyed the commandment of God.
那这良心就有亏欠。And
so his conscience was guilty.
所以如果我们传的 道理跟圣经不一样,
and so today, if we preach something other than what the Bible is presented,
我们在神面前, 良心没有办法, 没有办法, 没有亏欠,
and our conscience cannot be clear in God's sight,
因为我对神不忠实,
because we have not been faithful.
只是因为内心有一个隐藏的动机, 那个自我的存在, 让我们去做这些事情,
it was motivated from something impure from deep within our heart.
并不是真的爱神。
It is not truly because we out of a love for God.
爱神, 然后照神的旨意来做, 教会一定会得到造就。
Because if you truly love God and you want to edify the church, you would do things that would actually help to edify.
再第三个心,
thirdly,
无畏的信心,
and from a sincere faith.
所以有一些圣经啊, 我们真的没有办法了解, 没有办法了解, 就用信心来接受。
There are some things that is too hard for us to understand in the Bible, and given that, we would just receive in faith.
那神给我们理性, 属灵的悟性, 能够了解的, 了解, 不能了解, 就用信心来接受。
And there are things that we understand, things we don't understand, but for those that we cannot understand, we accept it in faith.
好, 那我们现在再看, 同样, 我看一下, 提摩太后书,
Let's look at 2 Timothy.
啊, 提摩太后书的第一章,
Chapter 1.
第一章13节14节,
Chapter 1, verse 13-14. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
啊, 保罗告诉提摩太啊, 你从我听那纯正话语的规模。
So Paul taught Timothy, hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me.
这个纯正的话语规模以今天来讲也可以讲得救的要道。
The pattern of sound words, which refers to the doctrine of salvation.
十大信条。
The 10 basic beliefs.
虽然圣经没有十大信条这个字,也没有一条一条列出来。
And though the Bible does not list out the 10 basic beliefs in order anywhere.
但是十大信条,如果我们看那个小册子里面,
but we look at our pamphlets on the 10 basic beliefs.
它的论述很简单。
The basis for these doctrines is very simple.
第一条,我们信有独一真神, 然后道成肉身降在世界。
First, basic belief, we believe that there's only one true God who has manifested in the flesh, who came into the world.
但是如果我们看那个解释, 差不多30节跟40节的圣经。
But if you look at the basis of this truth, we see 30, 40 verses that support this.
然后把它浓缩变成一条。
And has been formulated together and into the essence of this one truth.
所以这个纯正话语的规模，今天的以真耶稣教会来讲，就是五大四教义十大信条。
And so the pattern of sound words is the faith we have received in Trinity Church, which is our five doctrines, our ten basic beliefs.
好，那这个要怎么来守？
So how do we hold on to such a pattern of sound faith, sound words?
我们看他提到三点。
And there's three ways it's mentioned here.
第一个要用信心来守。
Is one to keep it in faith.
信心带我们进到属灵的领域。
It is through faith that we can receive these spiritual things.
所以我们有很多的解释哦。 不是用理性能够了解的。
So there's a lot of interpretations that cannot be logically reasoned.
我们常常提到洗礼在主耶稣的宝血, 这里没有办法用理性来讲。
If we talk about baptism in the blood of Christ, it's not something that can be logically explained.
但是这是我们的共信之道。
But this is a common understanding in our faith, in our church.
我们用信心来接受。
We receive it in faith.
那第二个用爱心。
Secondly, we receive it in love.
因为所有神的话就是爱。
Because everything that has been written down is out of love for us.
十条诫命也是爱。
The Ten Commandments was given to us out of love.
所以遵守这些就是在遵守神的爱。
And so if we're keeping the Ten Commandments, it is because we love God and others.
主耶稣说你爱我, 你就遵守我的诫命。
Lord Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commands.
那第三条一样重要, 要在圣灵里面守的。
And thirdly, we need to keep the truth in the Holy Spirit.
我们常常听到慕道者来,
Many times we hear of truth seekers. We met this truth seeker one time in Southern California. He came from another church.
第一晚来他说,每个教会都一样,那很好啊,明天再来都一样嘛。
First night he said, all the churches are the same. So we said, that's good, come back tomorrow then.
第二天晚上不他会再来,每个教会都一样,那欢迎你再来,既然一样,一起来拜神。
So second night he said the same thing, we again welcome him to come back again.
那第三个晚上他得圣灵。
Third night, when he received the Holy Spirit,
得圣灵以后说, 这个教会不一样。
Then he said, this church is different.
为什么不一样?
Why?
因为他得圣灵。
Because he received the Holy Spirit.
他得圣灵是道理就听得懂。
So after he received the Holy Spirit, he can understand the gospel we preach.
道理听得懂, 他就知道不一样。
And after he received this gospel and understood it, he knows this is a very unique gospel.
所以今天我们要持守这个纯正的教义。
So today we want to keep this pattern sound teaching.
真的是要神的
We really need the Holy Spirit to be able to open our hearts and our mind's eyes so we can receive in faith.
那神加添我们信心, 让我们能够相信。
Then when God adds to our faith so we can understand, believe it.
因为我们现在在遵守这十大教义哦, 有时候觉得很孤单。
A lot of times when we're keeping the 10 basic beliefs now, we feel very lonely.
因为我们讲话跟大家不一样。
Because our way of interpretation as revealed by God is very different from others.
所以, 我们常常会有一个感觉, 难道大家都错吗? 只有我对吗?
Sometimes we may even have doubts that, oh, are we the only ones correct and everyone else is wrong? Could it be?
人数。
And secondly, we doubt of the number of people in our church.
我们其他教会人这么多, 我们只有多少?
Look at how many people is populating all their churches, but look at how little members that are in our church.
难道有可能他们都说只有我们对吗?
Could it be possible that we are right, but they are all wrong? Of course, we all wish that we can have more number added to us. And there's, of course, room for improvement in our church.
但是得救的要道不能改变。
However, the pattern sound truth that has been preached and revealed to this church can never be changed.
所以只要了解我们这个道理是从神领受的。
As long as we recognize that what we have received in this church has been given by revelation from God, then it would not matter to us whatever other churches think or interpret. And this requires faith.
神跟真耶稣教会同在, 这个就是证明真理在这里。
When God's Spirit abides with the true Jesus Church, this proves to us the truth we have received is in fact the truth.
所以有时候我们怎么证明, 新约时代是圣经是 是有功效的。
So how can we prove that a New Testament Bible is effective?
因为你照圣经 这样讲去祷告就得圣灵了。
Because if you follow the words as given in the New Testament Bible, you receive the Holy Spirit.
然后我们就知道新约圣经是神的话。
And so we know and recognize that the New Testament is in fact the Word of God too.
哦，我怎么知道真理就是要传的真理
？And today, similarly, how do we know that True Jesus Church is preaching the truth of salvation?
我在这里领受真道，祷告就得圣灵了。
Because when I come here and I listen to the truth and I pray, I receive the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以我们对道理要有信心。
So we must have faith in this doctrine we have received from church.
有爱心啊。
We have to have love.
爱心的心
啊。To love God.
啊，再来有圣灵的感动。
And to have the holding to keep it by the Holy Spirit.
啊，那这样我们在对这个道理才能够持守得住。
And then we can hold on to this faith.
好，那我们现在再看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 6.
这个刚刚读过了 OK, 第六章的第三节
First Timothy 6 verse 3 If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ and to the doctrine which accords with godliness
第四节
Verse 4 He is proud knowing nothing but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words from which come envy, strife,reviling, evil suspicions.
好，第五节。
Verse 5, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth.
这个第五节说以敬虔为得利的门路。
And who suppose that godliness is a means of gain.
好，这个得利啊，我们常常讲得利就是钱，不一定是钱。
A lot of people think having benefit means that we gain more money.
用敬虔的方法来得到自己想要得到的。
But here is speaking of another gain, to use godliness as a means of that gain.
这是很深奥的，这隐藏在内心的。
This is something that is kept hidden in the deep recesses of our heart.
所以第三节，若有人传异教。
And so here it says, if anyone preaches some other heresy.
什么是异教？
And what is this other gospel, doctrine?
就是不服从主耶稣纯正话语，合乎敬虔的道理。
It is not a doctrine which accords with godliness or submits to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是神启示给保罗，当时启示给我们真耶稣教会初代工人。
It is the doctrine, the gospel that has been revealed to Paul, which is the same doctrine that has been revealed to the True Jesus Church.
那第四节。
Verse 4.
这样他是自高自大，一无所知。
Then he is proud, knowing nothing.
为什么这样讲说是自高自大呢？
Why would this person be considered proud or know nothing?
因为我们一个人在传自己想出来的一套理论。
Because when a person is trying to emphasize or let everyone know about what his own opinions are.
那这不是把自己抬得比神还高吗？
Is this not trying to elevate himself over God's words?
下面说他是一无所知。
Even though in fact he is knowing nothing,
什么叫一无所知?
What does it mean, knowing nothing?
因为对纯正的道理不认识。
Because he does not know the true gospel of God.
那这样接下去我们就发现了很多坏事就跑出来。
Then because of this, we find that there is a precipitation of many evil things that come out of this.
争恋、言辞、嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、妄语。
There is disputes, arguments, envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions and wranglings.
真的是这样。
And what is this?
教会如果有不同的理论跑出来，一大堆纷争坏事就全部都接着来。
Because any sort of false belief that is introduced in the church will cause envy, strife, and all such discord within the body of Christ.
好，那我们现在来看提多书第一章第四节。
Let's look at Titus chapter 1.
提多书的第一章的第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 4, Titus 1, 4. To Titus, a true son in our common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.
好，当保罗提到提多的时候，他怎么说？
When Paul mentioned Titus, how did he refer to Titus?
照着我们共信之道，做我真儿子的。
A true son in our common faith.
所以这个保罗，这个上一代跟提多下一代啊，他关系很亲，好像真儿子。
Paul's relationship with Titus, the next generation, is so close that he calls Titus his son.
那这个关系建筑在哪里？
And how did they build this intimate relationship?
共信之道。
It is through their common faith.
那这共信道当然是神启示来的。
And this common faith is of course given by the revelation of God.
保罗也接受，传给提摩太，提摩太也接受，所以这个关系就成立。
Paul is willing to receive this revelation, and then he passes to Titus, who is also willing to receive this revelation.
那如果保罗能够接受，但是啊，提多不能接受。
But today, if Paul was unable to receive this revelation, Titus unable to receive it as well.
这属灵上父子的关系就断裂。
Then this father-son relationship in Christ would be severed.
哦，所以有时候我们常常发现哦，教会的弟兄姐妹哦，这不其实是本来就是很亲的。
And so we find that within the body of Christ, brothers and sisters are very close.
我们刚刚唱那个那什么
？Precious Memories.
Precious Mary. 哦，在教会里面真的是有很多美好的记忆。
And when we sang that hymn, Precious Memories, we remember many wonderful moments together in our church together.
有一个工人做了很多工。
And there was a worker who has done a lot of work in our church.
后来因为一些事情，他不能再回来教会。
But because of some things that happen, he can no longer continue to work in our church.
然后他写信给教会的一个信徒。
And he wrote a letter to one of the believers in church.
我每一次晚上睡觉，我都还在做梦。
Every night when I sleep, I dream.
啊，我梦想我们在什么时候开会的时候啊，大家开的三更半夜。
I dream of the times when we had late night meetings together.
哦，我们梦啊，我们梦到在什么时候我们一起去哪里传福音。
I dreamed of the times that we went together to preach the gospel.
真的啊，我们在一生里面，你发现最美妙的记忆是我们一起在教会服侍神。
Truly, when we survey our past life, the most precious memories are those times when we serve God together.
看到神跟我们同工。
And when we are able to see the abundance of God.
看到教会的发展。
And the work, and also see the prosperity and advancement of church work.
但这个关系是建筑在共信之道。
But such relationship is built upon common faith.
那现在你这个共信之道一改变了。
But once this common faith has been perverted.
我忽然就发现好像两个国家。
It is feeling like we are in two different countries.
就是对道理看法不一样，就忽然就变成两个国家。
We're in two different kingdoms and two different nations.
这真的是让人很痛心的事情。
And it's a very painful thing in our hearts.
这个伤害真的是很大。
Because this pain is really harmful.
所以把我们绑在一起的是什么？
And so what is the bond that holds us together?
当然是主耶稣的爱啊。
Of course, it is the love of Christ.
那借着共信之道。
But through this common faith.
这个共信道是给我们，让我们借着这个得救，这个就是神的爱。
This common faith that has been given to us by revelation is what enables us to be saved, and this is the expression of God's love.
那只要我们能够继续持守这个共信之道，我们大家还是很亲，像一个家庭，像一个身体一样。
As long as we can hold on to this common faith, we can continue to be one family.In Christ.
所以这个共信之道真的是在教会里面非常宝贵。
And so this common faith is very precious in our church.
如果真耶稣教会改变了五大信条，还叫真耶稣教会吗？
True Jesus Church can no longer be True Jesus Church if it changes its five basic doctrines.
如果真耶稣教会改变了五大信条，那我们就不需要这么认真传道了。
If the True Jesus Church today changes its five basic doctrines, can we continue to preach this truth diligently? Because there's already many people preaching gospel everywhere.
我们今天这么努力在传，就是因为神托付我们这么宝贵的共信之道。
The reason that we are so diligently preaching this gospel today is because of this precious faith, this common faith God has entrusted to us.
所以我们不但要救自己，要救别人。
So our aim is not only to save ourselves, but also to save others.
我们来看提摩太前书。
Let's look at 1 Timothy.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
16节。
Verse 16. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine, continuing them, for in doing this you will save both yourselves and those who hear you.
这里说要谨慎自己。
So we must take heed to ourselves.
第二个要谨慎我们的教训。
And to take heed to the doctrine.
很小心啊。
We must be very careful.
因为这样做，如果我们这样做，第一个，我们个人可以得救。
Because if we are careful, then we ourselves can be saved.
所以有时候我们觉得很孤单啊，做圣工越久，
Sometimes we feel very lonely because the longer we walk in this journey of faith, the more others depart from this common faith. Sometimes you may start to wonder, would the next one person who departs be me instead? To serve God in this, you have to be very careful. Devil is like a fisherman.
你知道, 如果会懂钓鱼的,
it's just like if you're a fisherman, you know that you have to use different baits for different types of fish.
那魔鬼要抓一个人哦,
so for the devil to try to entrap and snare someone, he will use a different way, a unique way that is customized for this one person.
所以不小心就被他抓到。
And so if you're not very careful, you might be hooked.
所以这里说要谨慎自己。
And so here it exhorts us that we must be careful of ourselves.
有的人是在钱财上。
Some people have their weakness in greed of money.
他被抓到，被魔鬼勾到。
And he was hooked by the devil in this way.
那有的人是在异性上。
And some people are ensnared through temptations of sexual immorality.
他被魔鬼上钩了。
They were ensnared in that way.
那有的人是两样都没有。
And some people don't have either of these two weaknesses.
但是就是要发明理论来证明我很行。
But some people like to invent their own gospel to prove how good they are. And this is called the pride of life.
这个是很奥妙的,
and though this may be on a higher level, yet this is another way that Satan deceives us.
所以主耶稣讲啊, 要跟从我, 要舍己。
And therefore, Lord Jesus teaches us that if we are to follow him, we must deny ourselves.
所以第一个要谨慎自己。
So we must be careful and be alert and watchful.
第二个要谨慎自己的教训。
We have to be careful in taking heed to ourselves and also to the doctrine.
那如果我们看平衡哦, 这个谨慎自己的教训是什么? 就听见的人。
And the reason that we need to take heed to the doctrine is so that we can save ourselves and also those who hear you.
可见那个教训是要救听见的人。
So, in other words, this doctrine is to save others who hear the gospel we preach.
那如果这个教训歪一点，就不能救听见的人。就差在这里。If
this doctrine is to deviate just a little bit, it will miss the ultimate destination.
所以为什么要谨慎自己的教训?
And that is why we need to take heed to our own doctrine.
如果你怎么讲都能够让人得救, 那就不需要这句话拿掉了。
If you can preach whatever you like, however you like it, then any way leads to heaven, then there's no reason for us to preach anymore.
就是我们听的教训要跟使徒受托的一样, 那他就可以得救。
But we know for a fact we need to take and hold this doctrine that we have received so that we can ensure salvation not just for ourselves but also the listeners.
我们大概有人在那个做药厂做，那个药厂出来的新药，第一个要在哪里试？
So those people who work in the pharmaceutical industry know that the new drugs are first tested where?
在哪里? 不是老鼠就是猪吧，就是动物，是不是？
So if we first tested on animals, mouse or pigs or other mammals.
哎，这老鼠、动物、猪都没有死，好，第二个要在哪里试？
And if the animals do not die, then who is the next test subject?
第二个在人呢。
Then the next category will be humans.
那所以有一些医院哦，他用新药不要钱。
And so that is why for you to use new medication, at times it's for free.
我们以前遇到一个慕道朋友，他怎么生活呢？他就专门去给人试新药。
We one time met this true seeker. How does he maintain his living? He goes around and tests. He's a human subject for any new medication that comes in the market.
那他很多数据来判断说，哎，这个药安全，再往外推广。
And after they have many human trials, then they can determine whether or not this medication is safe and effective for use.
那这个教训呢，真耶稣教会已经快100年了。这个100年有多少的灵性非常高的人，这样一直查考、开会、研究，然后达成一个共识。
Now, true Jewish church truth has been revealed, given to us for almost 100 years now. How many people with such high spirituality, higher than ours, have studied this truth and found no errors in the Bible, in the truth that we have received? And every time we preach this truth, no matter where we go, miracles and signs follow. And we see the broadening, the growing of a church.
那你现在随便一个人发明一个新药，也没有试过，就一下就出去了。
But then you have someone who comes out of nowhere, who doesn't know anything, all of a sudden invents this new teaching, and he wants to use it to medicate the public.
接着网络，接着讲台，接着文章就出去了。
To self-publish his own opinions on the internet, on the pulpit, on other avenues.
如果这一条路引人灭亡，谁要负责？
If this avenue leads to destruction, who will take responsibility for such words?
我们的老路已经试过100年了。
Our old tried and worn path has been used for almost 100 years now.
这个是我们神启示我们的。
This path has been revealed and given to us by God.
我们为什么需要发明新路？
Why do we need to relay the foundation or invent a new path?
所以这个保罗对提摩太的吩咐，年轻一辈啊。
And therefore, these exhortations from Paul to the next generation is very important for us to remember.
科技是新的好,
that it is good in technology to have innovation.
但是,
but
我们提到教会的传统,
but when we talk about the truth that has been given
教会的道统,
to the church,
教会的道统, 教会的灵统,
the pattern of sound truth that's given by the Spirit.
圣经说要回到古道去寻找,
the Bible
去寻找古道,
says to go search out the old ways,
这样子,
the ancient paths,
比较安全,
so that we can be safe.
好, 犹大书第三节,
let's look at Jude 3.
犹大书的第三节,
Jude 3. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to saints.
这个地方在讲说, 要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力争辩。
Here it says that we must contend earnestly for the faith which has been given to us.
一次交付圣徒,
once for all delivered to the saints.
这个就是今天交付我们。
And this faith was also delivered to us once and for all.
要竭力争辩，这个不是凭着血气争得面红耳赤，不是这样的。
To contend earnestly for this faith doesn't mean that we argue until we're blue in the face.
我们一定要靠着圣灵的能力站起来，来维护神托付我们传统的这些宝贵的道。
But we hold and protect our doctrine through the power of the Holy Spirit, but we are bold enough to stand up and speak the truth.
如果我们看，应该赞美诗最后面有没有共信之道？
When we look at the common faith that is printed in our hymn book.
我们来看，现在在真耶稣教会，有时候我们也听到一些理论，新的理论。
In the True Jesus Church today, we find many new inventions of truth.
这个第一条，这是什么？相信耶稣是道成肉身。
The first one we believe in is that God manifested in the flesh.
主耶稣是道成肉身。
We know Lord Jesus Christ manifested in the flesh.
所以他是神, 他也是人。
We know that he is both fully God and fully human.
那在哥罗西书里面再提到当时世代有一种异端。
Now during the time of Colossians, there was some sort of heresy called
就是否定耶稣是神。
Which denied that Lord Jesus is in fact God himself.
但是我们现在有人在否定耶稣是神，是人。
And now, today, we have people who are preaching a heresy, denying that Jesus was never human.
这个跟我们的共信不道，知道的不一样。
And we know such belief is against our common faith.
耶稣是道成肉身，肉身就是人。
We know that the Bible teaches us that he is God manifested in the flesh, which is a human being.
他是道道地地的人类历史的一个人。
He is a truly historical figure in history.
用任何一个方法想要证明耶稣不是人，这个是跟我们共信知道不同。
And to try to achieve means to prove that Lord Jesus was never human is not in keeping with our common faith.
他为拯救罪人带死在十字架上。
We know Lord Jesus Christ died for the whole mankind on a cross.
第三天复活升天。
And resurrected on the third day and then ascended to heaven later.
他是人类唯一的救主。
He is the only savior of mankind.
他是
He is the Savior. He is the Creator of this universe.
他是独一的真神。
He is the one true God.
他是天地的主宰, 是独一的真神。
He is the Creator of the universe and the only being that is worth our worship.
整个宇宙里面, 独一的主宰只有一个, 就是神。
So in this whole entire universe, this God is only Jesus Christ.
如果我们强调还有另外一个至存,
if we emphasize today that there is another higher being, another presence in this universe,
另外一个至存就等于两个神。
If we say there's another being, then that we are admitting that there's actually two different gods.
只是把它名称称呼不同而已。
But we're just calling them by different names.
这跟我们的共性都不知道是不同的。
This is in complete contradiction to our common faith.
只有独一的主宰, 他就是天上的神。
There is only one eternal creator existing, which is God himself.
至存只有一个, 就是真神。
And self-existing, that is the one true God.
我们看, 犹大书,
Let's look at Jude,
第一章,
chapter 1, verse 1,
第四节,
verse 4. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny that only the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里说不认识独一的主宰,
Here it says, deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以如果有两个同时存在，就是两个主宰。
If we say that there is two self-existing entities, then we're saying that there is two gods.
这个跟我们教会, 讲的也是不一样。
And this also contradicts the gospel that we have received.
那在我们的共信之道, 第二条,
in our common faith, in the second article.
那第二条是什么?
What is the second article of our 10 basic beliefs?
信新旧约圣经是神所默示的。
Believing that the Holy Bible consisting of the Old and New Testament is inspired by God. The only scriptural truth and a standard for Christian living.
及信徒生活的准则。 圣经是神启示的。
The Holy Bible has been inspired by the Spirit of God.
它是有它的权威性。
It has its authority.
它是证明真道唯一的经典。
It is the one that proves a scriptural truth of what we believe.
所以神要我们知道的, 创世纪是开始, 启示录是结束, 这是一个完整的。
From Genesis to Revelation, this is a complete book that God has given to us today.
那如果我们再传, 神还会有新的启示, 已经超过这一本圣经, 这个不是我们的信仰。
But if today we preach something else that is beyond what has been given to us in this Bible, something new, then that is not from the scripture.
我们今天的信仰就是圣灵的开导，让我们对圣经了解越来越深，就这样而已。
Today our pursuit is only that the Holy Spirit can open our minds so we can understand these truths even deeper.
那如果神会开启示我们在超越圣经的另外一个启示，这个是没有圣经根据的。
But if we receive revelations that is beyond the truth that we have received or in the Bible, then that is not from God.
而且圣经的权威性是不会被质疑的。
And also, the authority of the Bible will never be compromised.
因为圣经就是神的话。
Because the Bible is the Word of God.
它是不会改变的。
The Word of God stands forever.
这个是我们对圣经的一个 神启示我们的一个很清楚的看法。
Will never be changed, and this is a conviction we believe in our church.
另外我们也常常听到。
And another, we listen often.
怎么判别受圣灵。
How do we discern whether a person has received the Holy Spirit?
其实这个我们已经谈了很多。
Well, we have discussed this at length in a seminar.
受圣灵的根据就是说方言。
That the evidence of receiving Holy Spirit is to speak in tongue.
那有得圣灵的下一步祷告，才提到下一步圣灵充满。
And only after you have received the Holy Spirit will we then discuss whether or not you have received the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
哦，但是如果一个人强调不要说方言也能够被圣灵充满。
Now, if a person emphasizes that you can be filled with the Holy Spirit without speaking in tongue,
我们仔细想，这样的一个论述就等于，哦，不会说方言也可以得圣灵。
And then this is introducing a different gospel that, do not speak in tongue, you can still be filled with the Holy Spirit.
哦，事实上，哦。我们所听到的就是你洗礼的时候就已经有圣灵在里面。
And we have received this false doctrine that has been introduced that says that the moment that you're baptized, you receive the Holy Spirit.
这个跟圣经讲的不一样。
This is not what was presented in the Bible or the gospel.
这跟使徒传的道理不一样。
This is also a different gospel than what the apostles preached.
这跟真耶稣教会的道理不一样。
This is also a different gospel from the gospel that Trinity Church preaches.
所以有时候我们在看一件事情，不要把人情绑在一起。
And therefore, when we discerning these spiritual matters, don't mix it with some affections or emotions regarding people and relationships.
为什么主耶稣说，我来是要照地上动刀兵？
Why did Lord Jesus say, when I come into this world, I bring sword into this family or into this world? Why? Because your own enemies are the family members of your own family. So if Jesus says something like this, it is kind of intimidating. Why would I want to believe in Jesus and introduce a sword into my family? And what is Jesus speaking of? It is speaking of a difference and understanding the truth.
当我们要完全忠于神,
if we want to turn our hearts wholly back to God,
我们的信仰就是忠于圣经。
Our faith is in accordance with the Bible.
但是当我们要忠于人,
but if we have struggles with being loyal to other people,
我们的信仰就会忠于某一个人的理论。
then our faith will then be tainted by what other people think.
那在家庭里面信仰的看法不一样, 就变成好像仇敌一样啊。
And so in one family, if you have people who hold on to different gospels, then you would have enemies within the same family.
哦，当然，这个不是圣主耶稣来的用意啊。
This is not the purpose that Lord Jesus came to this world.
这也是在代表信仰的过程常常是充满着挣扎跟征战。
This simply represents the byproduct of the spiritual warfare we face as we are learning and receiving the truth.
好，我们再看十大信条的另外一条。
Let's look at the next basic belief.
啊，他又有一条说，得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这是第九条。
Number nine, salvation is given by the grace of God through faith.
啊，是恩，得救是恩。
Salvation is by grace.
所以得救不是行为换来的。
So salvation can never be achieved through our own deeds.
提多书三章五节，不是因为我们的义。
So Titus 3:5 says we're not saved by our own righteousness.
神看中我们。
God has chosen us.
是因为他怜悯我们。
Because he has mercy upon us.
那如果把得救看作是自己的义去赚来的，这跟圣经讲的就不一样。
And if we say that salvation is given to us because of our own righteous deeds, then that's different from the Bible.
那我们得到救恩以后，洗礼、罪得洁净，得到圣灵，圣灵帮助我们更新。会结果就变成好人，这是可能。
So after we have received in Jesus Christ, been baptized, received Holy Spirit, and then we are renewed by the Holy Spirit, we are regenerated by the blood of Christ, then this is through the grace of God that we're able to keep His righteousness.
最后的结论。
And so final conclusion.
就是神托付给我们真耶稣教会。
God has entrusted the true gospel to the True Jesus Church.
这个是我们的共信之道。
This is our common faith.
啊，不要轻易传另外一个福音。
Do not easily then start preaching something, some other gospel.
也不要轻易信另外一个福音。
Do not easily be convinced of other doctrines.
因为这跟教会的合一，跟我们自己的得救，跟听见的人能不得救，这有绝对的关系。
Because this will impact the unity of the church. Our own salvation, also salvation of other people. Let's pray together.